That was the Prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, sung by Sarah McLachlan. And if you want a real treat, then buy her Rarities, B-Sides and Other Stuff CD, which includes the song I've just played. Now, my first guest this morning is Eileen Good from Ardatton in County Carlow. Good morning, Eileen.
Morning, Brenda.
Thanks for joining me this morning. Normally, Eileen and I are working away behind the scenes on various diocesan initiatives, but here we are, the two of us either side of a microphone this morning, so it's good to have you.
Delighted.
Eileen, you're working on the planning and promotion of a fairly big event coming up in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, on Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th of March, we will have a Diocesan Congress in Carlow, and this is an opportunity for people to come together before the International Eucharistic Congress, which takes place in June later in the year, in Dublin later in the year.
Yeah, so it's a Diocesan Eucharistic Congress.
Yes.
What sort of, I mean, I know you're quite advanced in the planning, what sort of themes, have you chosen a special theme? I know the theme of the Congress is communion with Christ and with one another. Have you a theme for the Diocesan Congress?
Yes, the theme of the Diocesan Congress is a place at the table, which links very well, obviously, with the theme of the International Congress, communion with Christ and one another. And to develop that, then, we have three marvellous keynote speakers. We have Baroness Nuala O'Loan, Father Michael Drum, and the Jesuit priest, Father Peter McVerry. And they have all chosen their topics connecting with the theme of the Diocesan Congress. Would you like me to go through them?
Yes, I would, actually. Yes.
Nuala O'Loan is the opening keynote speaker on Friday, and she explores the theme, taking our place at the table. And then on Saturday morning, Father Michael Drum opens that session with Eucharist, Table of the Word and Sacrament. And that evening, the closing speaker, Father Peter McVerry, is very interesting. He links Eucharist and justice and asks, a church of service or a church of services?
Very
so,
good.
You know, that's well worth, all of those, I think, are well worth coming to hear because they're thought-provoking. And as well as that, they should allow us to explore and expand our own understanding of Eucharist.
Yeah, and they are three very interesting, three very different people coming.
Yes.
But it's nice that there's the common thread. Now, but there's a lot more happening than the three keynote speeches there. Obviously, the centre stage. But I believe there's a large number of workshops taking place over the 2 days as well.
Yes. Throughout Saturday, there'll be an opportunity to, you know, develop the theme of the Congress much more deeply because people can choose from a wide variety of workshops and all of them have been chosen, you know, to be informative, to be challenging and really stimulating. And all the presenters have come from all over the country bringing their experience and knowledge of how each of us is invited to find our place at the table. And, you know, if you'd like me just to mention a few. Apart from yourself, Brenda.
Oh, yes. Well, there'll be a shameless plug for my workshop I'm delivering at the end of this segment. Don't worry.
Absolutely. With people like Liam Lawton is doing one called There's a Variety of Gifts, but Always the Same Spirit. And an interesting one, kind of linking in with Father Peter McVerry, is Sister Veronica Mangan. She's a Mercy sister, and she founded the Aisling Centre in Ballyragget. And her one is called Is There a Place at the Table or Are They All Reserved?
Oh, a good one. I love that.
Very good one, yes.
I love
and
it.
Then we've another one. Does Our Church Disable? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have another one then, about, which is important, I suppose, in the overall context of the Congress, volunteering for the Congress. Paul Rooney is doing that. Justin Kilcullen is doing The Rich Man and Lazarus. Is that a parable for today's world? We have Anne Holton, who's doing the Eucharist, a cosmic event. So there's a huge variety of both titles and speakers, you know, and people will have a great opportunity to choose those.
Yeah, and to ask the question you just asked there, is there a place at the table? Is there a place at the Congress for everyone? How can people attend? Is it free of charge?
Yes,
is there a cost?
Absolutely. The 2 days are free of charge, but registration is essential.
Mm.
And once the brochures and the posters and all the publicity material is available, which will be launched on the 1st of February, parishioners will get the brochure, and in that there will be a registration form, and they just fill that out and give their choice of workshops, and that can be handed in to their own parish office or sent directly to the Carlow Parish Centre.
And is Carlow where it's taking place? Is it all in or around the one area in Carlow?
Yes. It's actually going to be really accessible. It's going to take place literally within the campus of Carlow College and Carlow Cathedral. So it's very, very accessible for people. You know, could I just mention, Brenda, that the schools in the diocese will be involved as well. Each school is going to get a pack of squares of fabric, and they're going to decorate these on the theme of Congress.
Okay.
Now, they're all going to be sewn together, and then finally all the pieces will form a big altar cloth, which will be used for the closing Eucharist on Saturday evening.
So there's a real sense of the connectedness of the schools with the Diocesan Congress, and of course with the national or the International Eucharistic Congress in June.
Absolutely, and we hope to have that on display, and that each school will be able to see their own contribution to the Congress, which should be very good.
It does.
And we also have a very beautiful logo which has been designed, and that will, it's featuring a place at the table, and that will be on all the publicity material.
It is a lovely theme. I mean, isn't it? That should appeal to a lot of people. Who should attend this Congress in Carlow in March?
Well, I suppose really one of the things that we were very aware of as a committee, that it's a very difficult time for people, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, really challenging. And a lot of the times it has been noticed that people tend to want to come together as a community for good big occasions, say Christmas now, which, you know, was hugely attended all over the diocese, you know. So that need to gather as a community is recognised in this coming to the table. And, you know, we really felt, where better is there than at the place at the Lord, table of the Lord, than where to find support and hope.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Eileen, we have to leave it there for this morning. It sounds great, and I'm looking forward to attending. And as I said, the shameless plug now, I'm delivering a workshop on parenting in a virtual world. So I'm looking forward to that. Be sure to look out for me. And as
right.
I said, that's
well,
what you
will
call...
I put in my plug?
Do, please.
I'm doing one about on communications, and how do we communicate at the table of the Lord, and how do we bring what we receive there back into our lives.
Great. And all the information will be on the website candle.ie as soon as you said, as soon as you've signed off and
yes.
have all the little bits and pieces tied up. So, and you know, our listeners can keep an eye out there. It's free. It's what you want to be hearing in January. A wonderful 2-day event that's free of charge. I mean, we can't really ask more, you know, than that.
No. And great benefits.
And great benefits. Eileen, thanks so much for joining us.
Not at all, Ben. Take care.
Bye
bye.
That was Eileen Good from Ardatan in County Carlow. And as I said, more information on the Congress will be available shortly on www.candle.ie. There'll be a youth dimension to it as well, and we'll talk about that in a week or two. That's the end of part one. Join me after the break for a chat about the week of prayer for Christian unity.